I haven't gone live in a minute on here. Move it, you. Oh, there's the comments. Bella, please. Okay, hold on. Bella. I know I'm live on Podbean as well. Let me see if I expand the video or comments. Let's see. Where are the comments? No comments yet. All right. I have no, let me see if I expand this. It's been so long since I've done it. Oh, okay. That doesn't really help much. Where are the, okay, let's see. Share to groups. It's really been a minute since I've done this. I'm really, I'm rusty. Okay, here we go. So bear with me. All right. Share. Okay, here we go. Let's see if anybody's on. Too low. The current frame is too low. Please set the frame for a quality experience. All right. Well, I guess you're not going to have great quality because I have no idea how to do that. All right. Let's see. Am I live? Are we here? Okay. So we have on Podbean as well. To rejoin. Okay, here we go. Wow, it's been a minute. Maybe I shouldn't have done this when I'm like half unconscious after New Year's Eve, but I felt that it was warranted because I have gotten so many responses. Okay, I am live. All right, here we go. All right, I can't watch this. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Let's get out of there. All right, so here we are. Hello, greetings from Queens, Magda. Don't mind me, I'm half blind. I gotta take my glasses on and off to see. So no sound? Oh no, okay, hold on, that's not good. Thank you for letting me know that. Please set the frame. My dog is kissing me to death. So they can experience more things. All right, hold on. Let me see. I don't know what happened here. Let's try again. All right, this doesn't help me. Let me close this. Bella, please stop licking me, mama. Okay. So, Bells, I love you. Stop, please. You can't hear me. Let me see. Stop, please. Why isn't it? Oh my goodness. What's going on? Closed unused application. Dismiss. All right. Stop it. Default. Yeah, what's going on here? All right. I guess I gotta do this. It says I have volume. I wonder why it's not picking up. Check the camera and microphone inputs are properly working. It says it is. Let me go back to where I was. All right. I think I'm going to have to end this and go on my phone because apparently this isn't working. Okay. I don't know. Wait a minute. Dashboard. Where am I? Live. Yeah, this is a big shit show, huh? Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Okay, wait, I'm back. You hear me? Okay. Can you hear me and can you see me on Facebook Live? Please respond because I haven't done this in a minute. My Bella is kissing me to death. Look at my girl. See that? See, this is the only... This is for New Year's. Okay, so you hear me now. We're good. You're good. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it because I'm very popular for having technical difficulties. So thank you so much for this. So the reason why I'm doing the show today, Bella, could you not knock over the computer, please? Because people don't want to see the computer fall. First of all, happy new year to everybody. A happy and a healthy new year, 2024. I don't know how this happened. This thing keeps popping up. You can see me and you can hear me okay? Yes, because it keeps saying it on Facebook Live. And for those of you listening on the podcast, don't mind me. It's technical difficulties morning here. And for those of you that don't know, I do have my podcast. It's Real Talk with Karen Stacey .podbean.com. So you can always listen to any of my shows on there. I don't do Facebook Lives anymore. I used to, but I started going worldwide on my podcast. So definitely make sure you do that. I don't know why it keeps telling me action is needed. Okay. Anyway. So here's the reason why I wanted to do today's show. I tried installing so I could join. Yeah, it's really easy. You just download Podbean. You know, you can search Real Talk with Karen Stacey .podbean.com. And it's a free app. You just download it, but you do have to create an account, like just, you know, use your email address. Okay, so now let's get into why. All right, I'm in the wrong thing here. Let's go. Okay. So let's get into why I wanted to do this show in the first place, because I got a lot of comments on you passing out drinks. What? Drinks. All right, Kenny, I don't know what the hell that was about. Let me pull up the post so that we can discuss this, because I found it very interesting to of all the comments that I have gotten from it. So let me see if I can get there so that I don't look like a babbling idiot right now. You have it already. Okay, great. I had a problem. Oh, that's weird. I don't understand why. Hopefully you're looking, you know, just Real Talk with Karen Stacey.podbean.com. I'm sorry that you were having difficulties with that. Okay, so I'm trying to find my post because I want to read everything that was commented on. And so let's go back to the original post. So the original post was, share this out to your friends, anybody that's watching or listening or whatever. Can we bring back men taking women on real dates, opening the car door for them, and bringing flowers for no reason? A chat with a real topic. Absolutely. That's all I do. Real Talk, Karen Stacey. So when I tell you that I got a gazillion comments on here, which I found very, very interesting. And what I have found is people's perception of who and what they are and who they are to others is not the same thing. And don't mind me, I'm like right out of, like, I look like crap today, but it's okay. So here are some of the messages. There are many answers to that. Yes, there are. And so, like, one person, I got a response, and I'm not going to read names because I don't shout people out like that. I take a woman on a real date every time I go out, and I just recently learned that the time to bring flowers is for no reason. And that's, you know, true, right? Because most of the times people do things because they get caught or whatever. And doing something for no reason is really, that's amazing. It makes somebody feel good, right? Like, I'll text people, you know, and just say, like, you know, I love you and thanks for being you. And that's just because I truly value who and what they are and what they bring to my life. But, you know, people aren't like that anymore. People are jaded. They are entitled. They are, well, I mean, I want to say jaded one more time. Because, you know, we all have a story. some of our stories are worse than others, but we all have a story. And you're either married, and a lot of people are married in a loveless relationship where we take one another for granted, or we let ourselves go. I mean, I've heard a lot of men talk about their wives and how they're not attracted to them anymore because they gain 20 or 30 pounds and they don't take care of themselves and they're not interested in sex anymore. But the truth of the matter is that those women are probably the same women that had your children. And I can tell you firsthand, you know, getting back into shape after having children and, you know, and even having that sexual desire and such can be really challenging because we're fucking exhausted. Because we're taking care of the kids. God willing, you have a good man that's out making money. But, you know, it's a challenge, right? And so, you know, that's where this post comes into play, right? You know, let women got to feel like women. We want to get dressed. We want to look pretty. We want to be sexy. And we want to be desired by the opposite sex, or maybe the same sex, depending on, you know, what floats your boat. But yes, I'm seeing a comment here. It goes both ways. And I'm going to, anybody that knows me knows that I always look at two sides of the fence. I'm not one of those like haters. I'm not a male basher. I'm not a woman basher. I say it like it is. And yes, it goes both ways because not for nothing, but there were a lot of men, you know, I just talked about the women, right? The women who, are maybe not in shape, don't feel as good about themselves. Their sex drive isn't as high, right? And then you have the men. I mean, sorry guys, you know, dad bod, not so cute. You know, when you're 6 months pregnant, when you look like you're 6 months pregnant, that's not attractive. I mean, maybe to some women it is. I'm not going to speak for all, but you know, I'm going to go about saying the same way that men don't find women attractive if they don't take care of themselves. There are a lot of women that feel the same way. So like we want to be valued on both sides, right? Meaning as a woman, I want my, and I'm going to say my partner, right? To desire me, to find me attractive, to find me sexy, to find me funny, to find me witty, to find me engaging, to find me exciting, to find me fun, you know, sexy, desirable, yada, 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 right? And so we'll flip the switch, right? And men want the same thing. Men want women to find them sexy, to find them attractive, and to not feel like, I get a lot of comments from the guys, right? A lot of comments from the guys saying that women are materialistic and all they want is for you to buy them stuff and take them places and yada, yada, yada. And that is definitely, and again, I'm only me, okay? So I can't speak for others. And I have heard this. I definitely have. And I'm not a hater, so whatever it is, it is. But I'm just saying that there are those of us. And if you're not self-aware, check yourself. Because the truth of the matter is that a lot of people think that they are these chivalrous men. And a lot of these women think they are the good women. And, you know, maybe that's not the general consensus, right? So let me just see. I know, Magda, you're so awesome. You're commenting. I just want to see because I go out on a tangent and then I don't know who's on here. It's really nice to be thought of that way. We should not expect too much. Materialistic married. Hold on. It goes up. Okay. My dog wants to get under the covers. Go ahead, baby. Get under the covers, mama. Again, bear with me. I haven't done a live in a minute on the computer. Married and loveless, they become too comfortable. 100%. Medication also slows down sexual feelings. Abso-freaking-lutely. that is a side effect of anti-anxiety and anti-depression medications. So they give you a medication to make you feel less depressed, and then you have no sexual desire. So they give you another pill that helps you with your sexual desire, maybe. Okay, where else am I? I go deep into it, two sides, couch potatoes, yes, are boring. I will give the same to him. I love this conversation you're doing. Oh, thank you. Yeah, where is everybody though? If you're on here, like, let me know you're here. Comment, look, and this is not like my dog is under here. It's hysterical. I'm also live on Podbean doing, we're recording this on the podcast. I see a few people are on here. I'm sorry. I'm back and forth between Facebook and the, and Podbean. So if you're here, let me know you're here on both ends. I don't like talking to myself. I mean, I do, and I could probably talk for an hour by myself. But the whole reason why I'm doing this is because, you know, so many people were, excited about this, but then I don't know where everybody is. You should be home and hungover and watching. So let me continue to read, because you know what? People jump on afterwards. So now here's where you hear like people's, how they're scorned, right? So the response to, I take a woman on a real date every time I go out, and just recently learned to bring flowers for no reason. So another gentleman responded, these days it's not worth it. You can put in all the effort, and then at the end of the night, she's calling Pookie or Ray Ray to blow her back out at 2 a.m. That's a little harsh. And then the response to that was, luckily I haven't run across that problem. Other problems. Yes. Problems. Okay. Society. Hi, Evie. Society has us overworked, underpaid, and financially miserable, that sexual appetite is affected 110%. And I know you were listening on Podbean. It is very challenging. And that's what I was saying with, especially for, well, you know what? I'm not going to just say especially for women. I'm going to say men and women. But on the norm, men are definitely more sexual beings than women. Like, you know, we need the emotional connection. They need, you know, the whole. But at the same token, as men have gotten older, I have definitely noticed, and maybe they're lying to me, but a lot of men that are older and now say that they need the emotional connection. They need to feel a connection to these women that they're having sex with, which again, usually men are just visual people. They just want to see, you know, a beautiful woman and, you know, and they're good to go. But I guess as you get older, your desires and wants change, you know, just like somebody wrote on here, and I'll get to that comment about, you know, that women always like the bad boys. And, you know, and that's probably, you know, it's true, but I don't know that it's true when you're 40, 50, 60 years old. I like a bad boy with a good heart, you know? So like, that's a hard call. I think what bad boy means is that you just want somebody that is, spicy. I like that, spicy. I want a spicy. So, you know, it's really, I think that the bad boy changes when you get a little bit older. And I think it's more the boring factor that we don't want, right? And so, you know, it's always nice to have, I mean, my husband, you know, my late husband was always attracted to me and always made me feel special and wanted and desired. But he wasn't like needy. So that's the difference. So guys, if you're finding that you're like giving your girl attention or a girl attention, maybe you want her to be your girl, and you're needy, we're going to run the same way you are. Because the truth of the matter is that you guys do the same thing. A woman, once a woman starts getting clingy, you run because you're like, oh shit, she's needy. She's going to like, you know, she's going to stalk me or she's going to whatever. And you guys run too. So let's try not to carry our insecurities into our relationships. So if you are needy, then you need to check yourself. And that's what I mean about being self-aware. Because there are a lot of men that have written to me and tell me what a gentleman they are. And just by certain remarks and certain things, I already disagree with that. And then I have ladies that will make comments about certain things. And by what they say, I also disagree with that. So interesting. Now, what does demisexual mean? I'm sorry, I'm not up on these words. It was just a comment that I am demisexual. I don't know what that means. Bear with me because I'm still learning. Hey, the sun's coming in. Look at this, the sun, look at that. A ray of light. Yeah, it's nice to see the sun today. Happy New Year. You have to be friends before lovers. If you have sex right away, what's left to talk about after? Yeah, so like, I don't know. I'm really not a good person to talk about that with because I do believe in chemistry. And I grew up in a neighborhood where, you know, oh, you got to give them blue balls and you got to play hard to get and this, that, and the other. And that's the only way they're going to love you and yada, yada. I think it depends on the individual. If you're talking to a guy that you know is going to lose respect for you if you sleep with him your first night, then you got to play the game. But if you know you're with a guy that like respects you and gets the fact that you guys are both attracted to one another, then I think that judgmental shit goes out the window. I hate the judgmental stuff. I really do. If you're going to judge me off of something that you're doing too, we got a problem with that because then you're a pig. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so I hate that double standard bullshit. Demisexual means I am a person that has to have deep feelings for someone before I get intimate. Oh, I thought that's a sapiosexual, sapiosexual, right? Sapiosexual. But I like it. So do me a favor, who's ever on here, say hello. Share this video out. I don't know who the hell is on with me. I mean, I thought everybody was home, you know, chilling, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. All right. Something just beeped. I don't know why. But okay, let me see. I'm not used to this. Oh, okay. I got a message. Okay, that's why. So let's continue to read on. Unfortunately, chivalry is dead. Chivalry is dead is because women killed it. Women these days don't want the decent guy who will treat them like gold. They curb those guys. They go for the ones who treat them like garbage and give them almost no attention. Don't believe me? Ask any man out here, and women know it too, but won't admit to it most of the time. So my response to that was sad. I have had many shows about this. Some men that own their masculinity have mentioned this and then said, it's who I am, so I do it anyway. My thoughts are align with what works for you. I'm not interested in a man that behaves that way. It gets old fast. But our insecurities brew, and the narcissist type definitely will take you on a ride. Date someone that you share values and morals with. And please don't change for others. Continue to lead by example. And so, you know, that's my whole thing, is leading by example. You know, there are a lot of people, especially in the industry that I'm in, that, you know, they try to belittle and talk bad about other people so that people don't like them and they like them. And if you know me, you know that I don't talk about other people. While I know that they're talking about me, but that's insecurity. And I'm not insecure. People want to, oh, she's jealous of me. Nope. I'm not jealous of nobody. I am the most secure person there is. The only person I'm in competition with is myself, because I just want to be a better person today than I was yesterday. So, you know, people trying to flip the switch on people, or flip the script, not my thing. So, you know, the point is that you have to know who and what you are, and you have to know what you bring to the table. Jealousy is a weakness. Well, I'm going to tell you the only time I ever was jealous. I mean, I'm not jealous. I don't know if the right word is possessive. Like, what's mine is mine. So, like, you know how people sometimes they'll step on things because they want to see what the deal is? Don't do that with me. Don't do that with me. I stay in my lane. And if people would just stay in their lanes, the world would be a better place. You know, there is no reason to be in competition with anyone. There is no reason to harbor resentment towards anyone. Everybody is living their own life, and you never know what someone else is going through. So, you know, people see, and when I had my shows, I talked about it and I was always honest. You know, you have no idea what a week I've had. It's the holidays and everything, tough, but I don't post my stuff. I don't let people know that. Everybody's like, oh, it's so great. You're out, you're doing this, you're doing that. They have no idea. People don't know what's behind what you're really going through, which is why I always tell people to be humble and kind. So that said, you know, this chivalry and the old school mentality, it really has a place in my opinion. And I'm very sorry that I get it, guys. I really do. I understand, because I've spoken to a lot of men, and you know, one of my dear friends, Dondre Whitfield, wrote a book about this. And I think it was Male Versus Man is the name of it. And we did shows together, and it's really a great book, because what he's talking about is that men are leaders. Men are supposed to be leaders, and their role in life is to protect and serve. And most men forgot what that looks like. And they think that by serving or protecting, that they are like, you know, like they would, like my husband, right? You know what they would say? Oh, he's so pussy whipped. And that would be what they would call people, that men that protect and serve. Oh, he's pussy whipped because he worshiped the ground I walked on. So we need to check ourselves on that, don't we? Because if that's what we mean by pussy whipped, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would look at that a little differently. I would call pussy whipped if the guy was buying this girl everything and taking her here and taking her there, and she don't even, like, you know, say she's in a relationship with him or acknowledge him or whatever. That I would say is pussy whipped, because that means that he just is all about her and she's gonna run amok and get whatever she's gonna get. That's pussy whipped. But when it's your mate, then I'm going to disagree with that statement, because I don't think that that's what that means. I think that you should worship your spouse or your partner, men, women, anybody. That's what you should do. And anybody that knew me, and even people that know me now that never even knew my husband, you know, everybody knows that he was the love of my life. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And just like with my friends are my best friends, and I freaking love them. And anybody that knows me and anybody that's been friends with me knows how much I value them. And that's the problem, is that people don't value anyone anymore. And that's what this whole dying breed is, with gentlemen and all of that stuff. It's about value. and people have been devalued for so long that no one seems to know how to, you know, show their value or know their value. So that's why I tell you, check yourself, know your value, know what you bring to the table, because I deserve a man that worships me. Everyone does. I deserve a man that wants to make sure that he opens up the car door for me and not just the freaking fling open, but that makes sure I get in the car and I'm safe. That's the difference. So for those of you that think that, you know, oh, women, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, it's about just the same way I tell people, I tell men, text me when you get home so I know you got home safely. They don't say it to me. Some do. But most, like, okay. So it's a very big difference in the world. And women have stepped up because some men have stepped down. So it's a really, like, it's a yin and a yang. So women have pushed to be equal. And I do believe we are equal. But I don't believe that men and women are created equally. That's kind of profound, right? I probably should rethink that, but I do feel that way because we are equal in the sense that we both have something to bring to the table, but men and women are not created equally. Men have, are you know, strong. They're supposed to be the hunter. They're supposed to be the provider. They're supposed to be stronger, you know, yada, yada, right? And women, we bear children. Right? Something that no man can ever do, although God knows what'll happen soon enough, right? But we all have our roles. And so we are not created equally because we bring life into the world. And men, again, they provide that life, right? Because without their sperm, our egg is not getting fertilized, right? So we can't make a baby without you. But we're not created equally. But together, we are a great force. And again, I'm not speaking, I know that, you know, there are a lot of people that have, you know, that are, you know, have, I don't use the right word, so forgive me, you know, I'm not politically correct. But, you know, I know that we have a lot of same-sex relationships now. And again, I don't have, more power to you. Be happy. That's all that matters. But there's always a role to be played because if you have, in other words, it also two alphas, it don't work unless people respect where they are. There's always got to be the yin and the yang. All right. Let me see. I neglected my comments here. Okay. Great conversation. Thank you so much, John. Good. Hi, Karen. Love your personality. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Who else is on here? Not true. Not pussy whipped. He is attentive and in love with you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see. Oh, hold on. You got to bear with me because these comments, look at the sun. The sun is shining. Jose. Hi, Jose. I cherish and worship my wife of 28 years and still love her. We are partners in life and I take her to all my shows. And that is commendable because not a lot of people in your industry are that way. So kudos to you. See the, who, okay. It scares the ones who have no value. Yeah, I know I'm behind because I was yapping. You're 100% right. We also had to be father and mother after a breakup. Or a death. Yeah. You know, it's very challenging, you guys. And that's why, like, what do you bring into the table? You know, people, you know how many men will say to me like, oh, well, what's up? Or even women, like, you're not, you know, you don't date or you don't this or you don't that. And I mean, it's not that I don't, it's not that I won't. Actually, it's not that I won't, but I don't. Because I know, again, what I bring to the table and I don't like what anybody's serving right now. So I rather sit at my own freaking table and, you know, I mean, there, and I don't give up hope. I do feel that there are a lot of great, amazing people in the world, but being aligned with the right people is key. So I try to put that energy out and I'm hoping that I will receive that energy back. You met me and my wife. Oh, I know, Jose, I know exactly who you are, honey. And, you know, absolutely. You're a great guy. 100%. I know exactly who you are. I hope to see you at another one of my events. So let me see. Should I continue reading? Where? Do me a favor, guys. I know, Magda, you're awesome. You've been sharing it out with everybody. I don't know where the hell everybody is. They all wanted to comment on this. But then when I'm trying to talk about it, where are they? So this is the point. Like, let's talk about this because it is an intense topic, and it's a topic that needs to be talked about because everybody has their own perception of reality. And that's the truth of the matter, because not for nothing, but a lot of the comments that I've read speaks volumes because it shows, like, somebody mentioned one of the comments over here was saying how terrible it is to be in the dating field now because people have not done the work to heal. And I really do believe that that is true. So, you know, I mean, you know that old saying, right? To get over somebody, you got to get under them or whatever, or, you know, if, you know, on top of them, whatever the case. And that's totally not true because it's just a physical thing. And, you know, let's face it, we can all take care of that on our own. We don't need anybody with us. And God knows in the palm of your hand, you know, you can, you know, no pun intended, palm of your hand. You know, you can find whatever you need to help you, you know, get through that. And it's about connection. And me personally, I need a deep connection with somebody. I need somebody that gets me. And if you're too hung up on your own issues, you're never going to get me because you don't even get you. So a lot of people that have these really amazing things to say, and I'm using amazing in quotations, they haven't really done the work on themselves to recognize the dysfunction in their comments. So somebody else said, I'm just reading as we go. You have to forgive the last one for yourself so you can move on. Yeah, 100%. And there's a lot of different things. And even for myself, there's no one to forgive. I'm a widow. So I had to heal from that because, believe it or not, men that I would date were actually insecure because they felt that they were in competition with my husband. And I'm like, there is no competition, number one. And number two, you can't be in competition with a dead person. So it wasn't comparing one to the other. It was, this is what I had. And he was who he was to me, the father of my child, the love of my life. But it doesn't mean that my heart can't love again. And that I, you know, I'm not, you know how many, when I did the whole online dating shit, right? And you know how many men, like for an hour, would just talk about their exes? That's an hour I'm never going to get back of my life. Don't talk about your exes. If you have that kind of animosity towards them, you shouldn't be dating. You should be going to a therapist and talking to them about your ex. And then you should find out what your role was in that. And if you didn't have a role in that and that person was just actually fucked up and they took advantage of you, then you need to get help trying to heal from what they did to you and learn how to let it go and move forward, right? So you want to keep blaming people for you, for who you and what you are. It doesn't work. You have to take accountability. If they think like that, Magda, you're so cute. And thank you. If they think like that, they are missing your personality. Go somewhere else. Yeah. Evie, people say I am unapproachable. So if a man does approach me, the spicy part, as you say, it is. Right. So that's the whole thing. And I'm going to be honest with you with that comment, Evie. I've been told that I am unapproachable, and I've gotten much better because I have resting bitch face. And I have changed that as I've gotten older because I recognize, and even when I was a kid and I went out, I remember a guy came over to me and I'm like, I'm all Bronx. I'm like, yeah. And, you know, and I'm giving them the dead, you know, stare or whatever. And then I thought to myself, you know, it took that guy a lot of balls to come over and say hello to me. And you were just a nasty bitch. Why do you have to be a nasty bitch? He didn't hit on you. He wasn't being an asshole. He just came over and said something and it annoyed you. And I was like, you know what? I need to stop doing that. And I recognized that when I was in my 20s. So as I've gotten older, I've worked on it more because I have a very strong personality. I know you might find that hard to believe. So people already are kind of like, and my energy is strong. So people are already like, oh, okay, you know, and people always, well, oh, well, she thinks who she is and da, 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 da. And if you know me, you know that that's not me at all, right? And if anything, what I try to do is I try to help people. So the last thing I try to be is a she thinks who she is type of girl, but you know, it's okay. So, I just lost my whole train of thought. See what happens when nasty energy gets in? You just lose your whole train of thought. Oh, and now I know what I was going to say. So it's not really so difficult to be approachable. So maybe, I mean, don't get me wrong. You hit me wrong, you will know, don't approach. But I'm like kind of always like out and smiley, and I talk to everybody and anybody. Because that's just who I am. I'm a very sociable person, which is why I host events and I have a talk show and do meet and greets and all that kind of stuff, right? Because that's just who I am. But sometimes people are intimidated by the essence of you, right? And so, you know, at 53 years old, I sparkle, I shine, and I'm not dulling my sparkles because my sparkles affect other people. Then just step back so the sparkles don't go on you, you know? And that's what I mean about staying in your lane. Like, I'm not stepping on your toes, don't step on mine. Back up. So I think that we all need to heal from things, and we need to be self-aware. So for all these men, I mean, it's funny because somebody messaged me privately, and one of the comments that was on there, they messaged me and told me that they knew this person and didn't have the same experience as what this person wrote in a comment. So it's very interesting. And again, perception. People do not know who and what they are, which is why sometimes, although one of my best friends always says what people say about you is none of your business, it's also quite interesting to learn that because it's perception. I see we have a listener, Duke James. Thank you for tuning in on Podbean. So I think it is interesting though when you understand other people's perceptions of you. And again, it's just a perception, right? Because they, if they don't know you, they have no idea what you're going through or who you are. I will give them conversation just for approaching me respectfully, that is. I know I can have a scary face. Yeah. So, Evie, that's what I'm saying. And so, respectful conversation always goes well. And it, you know, you got to learn how to flirt. You know, men and women, you got to learn how to flirt. You know, you got to know the cute, you got to know the little gesture. If I'm talking to you and my body language is within myself, then pretty good shot, you got no shot. But if I'm talking to you and my body language is, you know, in your realm, if you will, that means maybe. It's how they see your energy that are giving out at the moment. Yeah, no, 100%. And that's what I'm talking about is being self-aware, is knowing your energy, knowing what you are putting out there. So let me continue reading so that we don't go off topic of the chivalry. And I guess I don't know how long I've been going live at this point. 44 minutes. Holy shit, I've been talking a long time. So I'm going to just read a few more comments and then I'm going to call it a day because if anybody wants to catch this on the replay, I want to make sure that they actually listen to it. So again, they actually did a survey and asked a bunch of women who they would rather have for a partner. The choice was one man working 50 man making 50K, hardworking man never cheats on you. Or two, man who makes 10 million plus a year but would cheat on you. They all picked bachelor number two. My response to that was, tells you why the world has gone to shit. These days, and then the response to that from this person was, these days, modern women are not the same as past generations. Most women these days don't even know how to cook, but yes, they want the man to be making over six figures, be over 6 feet tall, be in great shape, etc. And yet, what does she bring to the table except bad credit and other men's kids in most cases? So now, listening to that statement, does that sound like somebody that's a little bitter? Right? I mean, that's like, wow. And so, you know, my response was, I'm sorry you have encountered this. I try not to let others' behavior affect or change me. I keep my circle small and try and attract who and what I resonate with. So, you know, again, you're saying, you know, so, you know, they want, you know, six figures, 6 feet tall to be in good shape. You know, we all want somebody that is established. I think a lot of women, sorry guys, but I'm going to keep it real. A lot of women end up taking care of the men just like they take care of children. And there are a lot of men that won't get up and help them and won't get up and do anything, won't cook, won't clean, won't pay a goddamn bill. So that's probably, I don't know, but that could be part of the issue. And then, with another man's kids, you know, I don't expect any man to take care of my kid. You know, that's not his job to do, but if you're with me and you love me, then you damn well better love my kid because we're a package deal. And, you know, I don't expect you to pay for his fucking college tuition or anything like that, but I do expect you to be a part of the family, right? So I just, it's very disheartening to hear people speak this way because not everyone is like this. So again, you need to align with people that are not like this, okay? And yes, the dogs too. No doubt. I mean, my puppy sleeps with me, my little girl. And, you know, there are a lot of men that don't want dogs in their bed. And I feel the same way about men sometimes. They could be dogs and I don't want you in my bed. I'd rather my cute little fluffy hairy one that loves me unconditionally with me than some freaking dog that's looking to bang me and run. So just saying. Hi, Orlando. How are you, my sweetheart? Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Pauline. How are you? I'm glad you guys are jumping on. It's been a minute. I'm all rusty on Facebook Live. It took me a sec. I'm also live on Podbean for anybody that may or may not be listening. but I was talking about today the topic because for any of you that are just joining, can we bring back men taking women on real dates, opening the car door for them and bringing flowers for no reason? So that's the topic for today. And I've been reading people's comments that I find very interesting. And, you know, a lot of men take this as an attack, and it is not. It is a request. And there are still those of us women that really do want that. And I think that we need to establish, like some people, I know there were, you know, some people say one thing, some people say, you know, okay, so then here's another one. It's not a personal thing, but I've worked in, this is with the thread I was just reading. I've worked in the past as bouncers in clubs, bars, etc., and seen how bad women play men in those places. Also, one of the worst cheaters of all time, The Bachelorette. So I agree. I worked in a strip club. I was a bartender, and these women shook these men down like nobody's business. But guess what? The men went in their pockets and they gave it to them. So shame on both of you, right? It's not a one-way street. So, you know, I've spoken to men before and I said, like, what's the deal with that? You know, like, what's up with that? And especially a man with money, you know what he said to me? I got like, you know, I got a budget, $1,000 or whatever it is, whatever their budget was. And they're like, and once she goes through that budget, I'm out. I know what she's doing, but like they're on for the ride. So, you know, it goes both ways, people. And, don't hate the player, right? So, you know, the woman is getting, I guess, what she wants and the guy's getting what he wants. So, you know, don't hate the player. And at that point, you know, don't hate the game because there you go. I bet they were older men. What, the ones that I'm just talking about? Not really. They were like in my, you know, realm. I don't know if you would consider me older. I don't know how old you are, but not everybody. I mean, I'm telling you, they just recognize that they are going to spend a certain amount of money regardless. So, you know, they have a budget and they'll work in within that budget. That's real talk. I mean, everything that I say to you guys is something that I've learned and know. And I've spoken to men about, you know, or they've spoken to me about, because I've questioned the same thing. You just turned 65. You go, girl. Yeah. So I don't know, not really older. I work at a bar, women that pay for their drinks. Yeah. And let me tell you something. There are a lot of women. Okay. Let's go on the flip of this. I know a lot of women that are extremely self-sufficient and make good money and have no issue spending it, and they will buy their own drinks. So again, there is two sides to every coin. And me personally, even with being out and hosting my events and stuff like that, these women, they all take care of themselves. They don't, and men now barely even offer to buy you a drink. I mean, I've noticed that from way back when I was going out, because I'm old school. I came from a real, like, you know, Italian, you know, neighborhood or whatever. And men always bought you drinks, you know, because a man would never, ever watch you take money out of your pocket. I was out, God, and it had to be about a year ago. I was out with my girlfriends and there was a guy there and we ordered food, we ordered drinks or whatever. And the bartender said, your whole bill is on so-and-so. I was like, what? So I walked over to him. I go, like, hi, like, who are you? And why did you do that? Like, thank you. Like, and me, instead of the first words out of my mouth, thank you, it's always like, why did you do that? Because it's so, you know, like no one does that, right? And if they're doing it, they think they're going to bang all three of you. So I'm like, but, and he said, I don't believe a woman should ever reach her hand in her pocket, because we were going in our pockets to pay the bill. And he took care of it. Somebody that didn't know us, nothing, and just had fun hanging out with us that night. And we danced together, et cetera, et cetera. And said, I don't think women should put their hands in their pocket. And meanwhile, we all had money on us. I mean, some of us, you know, listen, some of us may not have as much money in our pockets as others, but we don't ever expect somebody to pay our way. And we will order accordingly. But there are a lot of women out there that have a heftier bank account than the man that they may be talking to. And you know what? Women don't care about that stuff. What we want is to make sure you can take care of yourself, because if they got money in their pocket, I don't want no scrub. They don't want to take care of another. They don't want to take care of a man, because that's not what our job in life should be. A man is supposed to be the provider. Oh my God, everybody's going to come in like, oh my God, Karen, blasphemy. How do you say that? Where do you live? Yabba dabba do. It's true. And me and my husband used to laugh all the time. He used to say, I'm screw gun guy, you're pots and pans girl. And I would take the pots and pans and I would hit him with it. And I go, yabba dabba do, really? And he was like, well, yeah, that's my job. Are you going to hang stuff on the walls? Now, one of my best friends, she could build a goddamn house. Me, I can't get a nail in the wall. We all have our roles. if a man is a better, my husband cleaned and organized much better than I did. So he would do that. So you gotta, you know your role, as my husband used to say. And it's true. If the lines weren't so blurred, we would all be in a better situation. And the lines are very blurred because we have people at phase two in their life and they are resentful, they are bitter, they have been scorned, and they are walking into life with calluses. You gotta go get those calluses off. And you got to just keep it moving because you don't want to look backwards because that's not where you're going. Okay. Keep it forward. Keep it straight. Stay in your lane and keep it moving. That's where you need to be. So I will definitely talk more about this topic and hopefully find a time when people can jump on with me. I thought a lot of people would be home, you know, dead today, you know, after a New Year celebration, and they might be more apt to tune in and join us. So I always love the interaction. And again, if you guys want, please jump on to realtalkwithkarenstacy.podbean.com. That is where my podcast is. And for those of you that can't figure out how to download the app, I mean, really, that's all you got to do, but whatever. Anywhere you would listen to a podcast, you can find me. So if you search on Apple Podcast, you search Alexa, you search, I'm on TuneIn, I'm on Spotify, Google Play, wherever there is a podcast, you'll find me. So if you already have Spotify on your phone and you don't want to download or whatever, I get it because, you know, storage and space, yada, yada. But you can listen there. Oh, Happy New Year, my Lauren. I was just talking about how, you know, some women, you know, men and women's roles. And I was saying how there were, you know, I could never put a nail in the wall. But I said I have, you know, a best friend that can, you know, build a house. So I guess you heard me calling. but yeah, so that's the deal. Let's try not to make chivalry die. Let's try not to blur the lines between men and women anymore. Let's like bring to the table something better. And I'm not a big proponent of new year, new me, but I am a proponent of new day, new opportunity. So, you know, some of us, we have a shitty day, right? And, you know, maybe you did something you weren't proud of. Maybe you had a really hard day. Maybe something horrible happened. The beauty of waking up the next day and opening up your eyes, God willing, is that you have another day to try it all over again. And if you really weren't happy with the day before, then make today a better day. And so what happens is a lot of us fall into the place of a victim, right? You need to be the victor. You know, you can be a victim, you can be the victim, but you can only do it for a day or two. And then you got to become victorious because every day is a new chance. And, you know, we don't end up where we are by accident. So you have to live your life with purpose. And sometimes we don't know what that purpose is, right? But we'll find it. But you can't just hope that tomorrow's a better day. You have to do your, I mean, you should always be hopeful, don't get me wrong. But you have to make it a better day. You know, I always say, without faith, without love, and without hope, we have nothing. So you always have to believe, but you also have to be accountable. And that's, I will always keep preaching this loud, loud and proud. You have to be self-aware. You have to be accountable for your actions. So right now, as we've been speaking about this, you know, chivalry is dead issue, if you will, you have to be accountable. So for the men that got in their feelings about it and had these really like spicy responses. I understand your frustration and I share it as well. But if you carry that kind of, I don't want to use the word hate, but if you're hating on it, then you're never going to change things. That's my whole point. So for me personally, my feeling is that I am who I am and I try to lead by example. So there are a lot of people that will perpetrate the fraud. They will say what they say, and they say what they say in front of you, and then they say something else to someone else, or they don't own the words that they say. And when people meet me live and in person, they go, oh my God, you are just like your show. I'm like, hello, I'm the same person. Yes, this is me. And like some of my friends that know me and everything, they will say like, you know, it's like I'm talking to you, like we're having a phone conversation. Like, I love it. And this is who and what I am. I own who and what I am. And if more people owned who and what they were, and I know my shortcomings and I know my strengths, and I do my best every day to try to make those shortcomings a little shorter or longer. I don't know. You know, so all I'm saying is that we all have to be accountable, and we can't keep blaming society for society because we are a part of society. So again, you know, don't hate the player, you know, hate the game, because we're all playing a game here. Stop playing games. Just be you. You have no filter. Yes, I am. I always tell people I have a disorder. I forgot what I titled it, but it's NFD, no filter disorder. And that is me. I don't. And believe it or not, this is me filtered. I am filtered because I'm being kind and respectful to others, because I don't, just because people don't think the same way doesn't make them wrong. All I try to do is talk about the pink elephant in the room, and I try and help people see things in a different light. That's what I try to do. And yes, I am painfully honest and blunt, 100%. And that's the reason why most people have an affinity towards me, because I do my best to say things the right way. I don't think I come off. If you listen to what I have to say, you know that it always comes from a pure heart. But a lot of people, you know, my honesty messes with their demons, right? So it is what it is, and that's okay. And those are the people that don't tune in, and those are the people that don't show up to my events, and those are the people that don't support me. And I love you. It's all good. You know, it's all good. I don't, you know, I probably don't like you either, so it's all good. Just kidding. But it is what it is. Let me just see before I shut this down. Hi, John. Happy New Year, sweetheart. I love that. Another day to try over again. And you know, mama, better than anybody, I always say that. They are not open-minded, so go get offended too bad. Right. You do have to be open-minded. And I do have to say, I try my best to be open-minded, because there are a lot of times that people will say something and right away I'm like, and I go, why'd that piss you off so much? Was it true? Like, why did that resonate with you? Why is that bothering you? And I'll sit there and I'll say, you know what? Because it was true. And I didn't even realize it. So sometimes we need people in our life that are out to help us and not hurt us. And you can say something to someone from a kind, open heart and not be an asshole while you're trying to tell somebody something. And that's the problem, is even a lot of these comments that I read earlier from, you know, men in particular, because they felt like we were bashing them because we were saying, you know, where was chivalry? And we're not bashing you at all. What we're doing is we're just giving you our voice as well. And I'm giving you the voice from a safe place, because I, as I said, I see both sides of the coin, and I am never going to condone a woman's behavior any more so than I'm going to condone a man's behavior. I am not a two-sided person. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. But is there gray? 110%. We don't all feel that way, but yes. Hi, Jennifer. How are you, Orlando? Hopefully can see you at an event. I hope so. People don't take accountability for their actions. No. And that has been my, I've been screaming this from the rooftop. Just because others make you think, make us think, bring a gentleman and the women are responsible for switching roles, stick and stay, to hire it was. Yeah. Well, it, again, it's, I know that you probably auto speak or whatever corrected it. So, it's tough. And then of course I can't see, I'm blind. So I got to take my glasses on and off in order to read, see close up, far away. Hello, 53. How are you? Yeah. And I'm not a filter kind of gal either. So this is me in my freaking living room. My dog is under the covers with me. And, honestly, whatever eye makeup I have on is from last night, 'cause I didn't take it all off. This is me. So what you see is what you get, and real talk. That's all I got to say. So 2024, let's try to make it a better year. As I said, I'm not a huge proponent of new year, you know, new you. I think you should always be a new you no matter what, every morning when you open up your eyes. So you know what? If you got drunk last night and, you know, said things you shouldn't have said or did things you shouldn't have done, today's a new day. If you didn't like how you felt when you woke up this morning, don't do it again. Learn from your mistakes. Or if you did like it, then fucking A, do it again. But, you know, we can't move forward if we're constantly still behind us. Like I said, don't look behind you because you ain't going that way. You're going forward. So don't forget that, because life is freaking hard and you get hit left, right, and center with life, and it will hit you. And how you, right? What's the Rocky saying? I love that saying, right? It's not how hard you get hit. It's getting back up again, right? That's one of the Rocky things. And I love that. And it's true. You know, some of us have gotten hit so goddamn hard that you can't even imagine you're going to get back up again. And yet you do. So again, tomorrow is another day. Today is a new year, but every single day you have the opportunity to be a better you and a better world, right? So maybe think about it. And if you maybe hold resentment towards the opposite sex or to your mate or to anyone or your friend, you know, as far as I'm concerned, relationships, whether they're of sexual nature or not, are all still the same. I will tell you that my best friends that are women, I am madly in love with them. Do I have sex with them? No, but I am madly in love with them because love is love. So, you know, I think that people lost track of what love really means. And I think that in a relationship, that, you know, love is so important. That's what makes the world go round. And you know what? If we would all lead with kindness, love, and acceptance, the world would be a better place. That said, don't accept what is unacceptable. But you have to accept people for who and what they are. You just have to determine whether those are your people. So don't surround yourself with those are not your people. Surround yourself with your people and the energy and the love and the energy. Well, I said energy, right? So the positivity, all of those things. If you surround yourself with people that don't make your heart happy, then you will never be happy. So, you know, check yourself and stop blaming other people for where you are. Yes, circumstances and happenstance, it's a bitch, but where you going? You got to keep it moving. And you know what? I'm the first person to say, you know, the holidays are so, so hard. I have had a hell of a week, and I'm going to try not to get emotional. And you really, if you need help, reach out, get help. You know, some people, you know, you need medication, go to the doctor, get medication, talk to somebody. get the tools you need so that you can be a better you, because we don't get a second chance at this. Time is the one thing you never get back. You can't buy it. So don't waste your time on bad energy, bad coffee, bad sex, bad friends, bad quality of life. Push forward and reach for the stars, because we can all grab them. That's going to be my 2024 words of wisdom. And like I always say, and I always ended a lot of my shows, thank you so much, Duke. I hear you. I'm doing the Facebook Live. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Duke is listening on Podbean. I appreciate it. Happy New Year. So listen, guys, happy and a healthy new year. I'm always open to conversations. I feel like we need to talk about these things because most people are afraid to, and I'm not afraid of nothing. The thing I was the most afraid of, I've already lived through. So I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I think that there are a lot of people that, talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. And I walk the walk. I can't do it in my high heels the same way I used to, but I do walk the walk. So thank you guys for tuning in. Again, realtalkwithkarenstacy.podbean.com, or you can tune in on any of the podcast stations or platforms that you listen to. I also wanted to let you guys know that my new gig is at a place called Franco Martini. It used to be Fire and Oak. It's in Croton, New York, which is in Westchester. And we are doing Friday nights and Saturday nights. I am hosting events there every Friday and Saturday. And